Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is my toll-free line. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can, as always, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Now, the show is on location, which is a little unusual. Normally, we are broadcasting from our wonderful studios in Keene, New Hampshire. Today, we are in Nashua at the Crowne Plaza Hotel for the 2009 Liberty Forum. We've been talking about it as of last night. We started doing the show here last night. We'll be live again tomorrow night for our live Saturday show. There are a lot of people to talk to, lots of great guest speakers that are going to be sitting in talking to us. And so whenever we can, we're going to sneak in some phone calls from you. We're going to start things out this hour, and then we'll talk to Stefan Molyneux in a moment. First, let's talk to Josh in Kentucky. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Josh? Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call in and praise of Watchmen, the movie that came out today.
Oh, yeah, The Watchmen. A lot of people around here are pretty excited about that. I don't know if they ended up doing... I think they were going to have a field trip to go see The Watchmen. I don't know if it actually ended up happening today or not. Dale, did you guys go on your field trip to see The Watchmen today? They're still planning that. So if you can get up here for the Liberty Forum, you can go see it with some of the Free Staters up here. But what did you like about it?
Well, it stayed very true to the original comic. And
I heard that so. Slavishly so.
There were a few differences, but, you know, nothing very major. So it was a really good experience. And if you guys have seen The Dark Knight, I would say that it was better than The Dark Knight. And that's one of my favorite movies.
Okay. Yeah, I did enjoy The Dark Knight, so I'll take that that recommendation. Anything else on your mind tonight, Josh?
No, that's it. Just go out and see it if you can.
Will do. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Joining us here in the plush studio provided by the Crowne Plaza Hotel here in Nashua is a man who has driven a bit of an international distance to come. Did you drive or fly? Stefan Molyneux joins us from freedomainradio.com.
We drove from Mississauga, Ontario, which is about 9 hours if you don't have a baby in the car. And if you do, it's about three Jupiter weeks. It just all blurred. So we had a very exciting time. And we didn't have any papers for our daughter to come because she's so new.
Really?
She's just 11 weeks. So.
She could be a terrorist. I mean,
she could be.
They let you in this country?
Fortunately, she didn't make a lot of sounds in the trunk, and that's nice. But so we just talked our way across and drove in. But, yeah, it was a long drive. We didn't get in until 4:30 this morning. So it was quite nice.
Well, welcome to New Hampshire. Is it your first time in New Hampshire?
You know, it is my first. Is Troy in New Hampshire?
Troy. Yeah. Troy, New York. There's a Troy, New York.
Troy, New York.
There's both.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been to Troy somewhere near here. Maybe. It's the first conscious time that I know I'm in New Hampshire. So how does that count?
You know, Mark, if you were king, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah,
right?
This is my thing, Stefan. If I were king,
go on.
The immediate edict would be that all towns, and there would only be allowed to be one name per town. So there would be no Troy, New Hampshire, and Troy, New York, and Venice, Italy, and Venice, Florida, and Venice, California. I find this reprehensible that there's a Manhattan, Texas.
Right, and there's a Paris, Texas, so you could do that internationally. You could have a fantastic cage match, which the winning town in some horrendous gladiatorial combat would keep the name, and the other one would have to change.
I'm going to have to make you the chancellor in charge of this.
Clearly you've seen my resume.
So, Stefan, you've been on the show before. We've had you on as a guest on the phone lines. It's great to finally meet you
in person,
especially to have you here at the 2009 Liberty Forum, which is this an amazing event or what?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just fantastic to meet people where I don't have to spend my entire time biting my tongue and pretending that I don't believe what I believe. So it's really, really nice.
There may actually be somebody here that's more radical than you, Stefan. It's possible. I'm not sure.
I think yes, but it's one of my own hand puppets. So I think...
Now, you host a show called Free Domain Radio, and freedomainradio.com is the place to go for that. And for listeners that are not familiar, what is it?
Well, it's a show. I deal with politics and economics, and that's sort of where I started. But my sort of background training, educational training, is in philosophy. So I really work from first principles and try and cover as much as possible. Some might say too much, but I try to cover as much as possible. So it's a show that really tries to run the gamut and takes first principles and applies them to as many situations in life as possible because, you know, we do more than oppose the state, right? We also try to live with freedom and voluntarism within our own life. So I try to apply those principles to that. It's a series of podcasts and books and videos and so on. It's all free, and it's supported by people who send in money because they like what I'm doing, and that's...
And there's a lot of them.
That's the business model, if you want to call it that.
So you are actually managing to support yourself from simply doing Free Domain Radio and...
And donating blood, and lots of it. So, yes, I used to be a lot bigger. And have hair.
Wow. Have you considered stand-up?
I think of the stand-up, I make a good philosopher. But no, it's listener-supported, and I had a real job. I used to be a software guy, and I left that about a year and a half ago. And have been building it up since then, and it's...
I think that's great. There are too many people that can claim that as far as that they've actually had success, financial success, with their podcast. I mean, for most people, it's a hobby, and it's a hobby
it's
that they
beer
get
money, right? A lot of people get, like, beer money from it if they get anything.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
And, I mean, I've had... Some people have said, you know, should advertise and stuff like that, but, I mean, I really, really like... I love your business model, too, but mine is, like, really direct connection to the listeners. Like,
sure.
I really just want to just hang off their every word without anybody else having any kind of say in it, so that's a really interesting way to approach that kind of community.
All right, so here's my question for you. There has been some controversy recently with Free Domain Radio that I wish we could generate for our show, so maybe you could tell us how to do it. How can we be accused of being cult leaders and have international headlines generated about us? I mean,
okay, everybody, off with your pants, now!
You've had tremendous
exposure. I started it, so sorry.
You've had tremendous international exposure recently. I mean, it's been negative, but it's something, and it gets you more listeners, right?
Well, I mean, it got kind of nutty. I mean, I got calls from, like, Good Morning America to come on and stuff like that. Like this, it got, and I didn't take any of that stuff because it's just a hatchet job. You know, there's two ways. I mean, a lot of people talk about ideas and abstract stuff, you know, and it's all important to know and to understand, oppose the Fed and understand economics and to understand the state and statism is violence. There's another area that I talk about, which is the family, which is a little volatile for some people, right?
Can you sum it up for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, well, the non-aggression principle, which is something that we all hold to be pretty sacrosanct. It is our really first and only commandment, right? Non-aggression and property rights.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a philosopher. I mean, if I were an economist, I wouldn't talk about this. But as a philosopher, the non-aggression principle to me is a universal, and it doesn't stop at the family home, right? So if there's aggression within the family, then I believe that the non-aggression principle applies to that.
Absolutely. I'm against spanking myself. I think that's that's outrageously violent.
Consenting adults, you know, goats and baby oil, that's
your
thing,
kids.
Right?
Right.
But, and that's volatile for some people. And because that's something which is an open topic within the show, it's not something I pursue, but if people want to talk about it, then... If that topic comes up, I'm going to apply the principles that I consider to be universal. I can't create a big void where I don't go there with these principles. Right?
So you're basically coming up against a group of people who believe that they can do whatever they want within the confines of their home, as far as if their kids act out, they can enact whatever sort of punishment upon them. That's what you've come up against. And it's so widely spread in this country. We've talked about spanking on this show before.
Yeah.
It's something that Mark and I disagree on. And I'll go all the way to the end and say, you know, this is violence. You're teaching your kids that violence solves problems. And I think that it's an awful thing to do. But the reality is, at least here in America, I don't know what it's like in Canada, but in America, spanking is quite prevalent. And so if you're to come out against spanking, I mean, let alone all the other things that, you know, stay away from being violent towards your children. If you just come out even against spanking, people get very upset. So I can only imagine what you've been having to deal with.
Yeah, it is a very controversial topic. And the actual event or conversation which sparked the controversy was not spanking, but much more brutal brutal attacks upon
and making excuses. Somebody making excuses for those attacks, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, what did I say? I said to this poor young man who had experienced a huge amount of physical terrorization from his family, I didn't say leave your family. Who could make that decision for anyone? All I did was simply remind him that that what he suffered was immoral, which according to the non-aggression principle it is, because this was not spanking, right? I mean, and also that his relations, he was an adult, and his relation, he was in therapy, he's talking to a therapist, so I just said, your relations with your family are voluntary, and that's actually legally true. I'm not saying anything that's false, right? And then he, in a consultation with his therapist, decided to take a break from his family. His mom's a politician. She got all thundery with the media, and, you know, they got all kind of nuts. And
gotcha.
Yeah, so...
It all falls into place.
Yeah.
Stefan, can we hold you through for another segment?
Yeah, it's useful to you.
Yes, absolutely. It's great having you here. Stefan Molyneux is with us from Free Domain Radio. He is going to be the closing speaker, so get on up here for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You've got to the very end, because he's going to be at the very end, and it will be worth the wait. 800-259-9231 is the number. You can join us and bring up whatever you want more in moments here here with Stefan Molyneux, and this is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. We are live on location at the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, brought to you by the Free State Project. Free State Project is your best chance to achieve liberty in your lifetime. You can head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about it, get signed up, and then get planning to move to New Hampshire. Get here as soon as you possibly can. You don't want to miss out on this. I was I was reading some posts on the Free Keen forum over at freekeen.com, where one of the more recent movers was echoing some sentiments that I have in my own life, and that is that The only thing he regrets about moving to New Hampshire is that he didn't do it years ago. It's so great to be here, surrounded by like-minded people, and that's what we're doing this weekend. We're spending the entire weekend here in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And it's the third one, and it just keeps getting bigger. It just keeps getting better, with brand new faces showing up every single year, new people moving in every single month, and it's just amazing, and it's such a great group of people. We're surrounded by them right now. Dr. Mary Ruart is going to be joining us here in a little bit. We've got Stefan Molyneux still with us here, and Stefan, you're the host of Free Domain Radio, which you can download and listen to and watch, actually, which is all available for you free at freedomainradio.com. I want to pause our conversation for a phone call, and we're going to talk to Enemy of the State in Michigan. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm following up on a call from the other night when we went into the legitimacy of voting conversation.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to catch up on a few points that I missed or I picked up on after Ian cut me off. One was that, Ian, I didn't realize that...
this is after a lengthy conversation cut him off, right? Go ahead, there.
After I got a couple of words in, and then you dropped me and kept talking. But the point is, Ian... One of the things, and I will concede, that I didn't realize that you, for example, didn't vote in the presidential election. You were talking about voting for people in your local election that you thought would do no one else harm, right?
That's correct. We were talking about how voting it can be done in a defensive way if what you're dealing with is a candidate that actually is principled. I mean, if you've got a voluntarist that has decided to, I know it seems contradictory, but if they've decided to run for political office, then I do not feel as though I'm doing anything that puts my neighbors or myself in any jeopardy by checking a box on a piece of paper to endorse that person's particular viewpoint.
Right. And I would like to point out that that a statist doesn't feel that they're harming others by voting for their candidate either, but we'll kind of let that go for the moment. But the main thing I wanted to go after here was that you guys beat up on Kurt and myself and a couple of other callers.
Disagreeing is not beating up.
Here's the divide here. It's pragmatism versus ideas. Okay. Now, a guy like me is a theorist, one who believes in ideas, that ideas actually change the world. And a pragmatist doesn't have an awful lot of respect for ideas because, just as both of you brought up to me, well, what are your ideas going to do to change anything? You're not doing anything. And Ian started jumping on me with the whole, you're paying your taxes, therefore you're just buying in thing. That's not a fair argument.
You know, okay? I would contend that that ideas do change the world, absolutely, but them in and of themselves don't change the world.
You have to promote them.
People have to do things, whether it's promotion of those ideas or, you know, in some way enacting those ideas. So I think that there's an action component to ideas. Like, you can't just sit there in Michigan and think about how freedom's really great and it's going to change the world, right?
Sure. Probably tell some people about it.
Sure. But without respect for ideas or for theory in general, you're really just a bundle of opinions reacting to events that occur around you. I mean, I can, as someone who holds to principle and of the idea of voting and whether it's right or wrong, when you guys, you know, when you're really closely aligned with me and you're trying to vote for someone who will, you know, like a Ron Paul or the other guy you mentioned, I can't remember his name, but I imagine he's pretty well.
Baron Swearingen, we had him earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, the president of the Free State Project. He ran in Keene for a state rep position, and I know Baron. I know he is a voluntarist through and through. I felt no compunction whatsoever with voting for him, but yet you're saying that's somehow an endorsement of violence, and I can't say I agree.
No, that's not true, Ian. That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying then?
You and I are on the same team here, okay?
Yes.
So I will respect your choice and will not, like, tell you that you have done total wrong against me for voting for him, okay?
So what's your point tonight? Go ahead.
The point is that when you guys attack people who say that voting is participating in the system and that in theory, it's a bad idea, that's a... you're attacking your own team, and you're attacking...
Well, when you use terms like attack, right, like we're talking about ideas here, and, you know, words transmit those ideas. The idea, what you're putting across is that I've punched you, or, you know, like I've really attacked you. No, you and I have disagreed.
We had a discussion, and perhaps it was a somewhat heated discussion. We,
you know, kick a little sand here and there, and it makes
that's
the
fine.
Radio, it makes it interesting, and then people get to hear your side and our side.
That's fine.
And
we can dust it up a little bit.
It's an interesting exchange.
That's fine. We can dust it up a little bit. But the point that you brought up, that you went after me at, on if I pay property taxes, I submit to the system, and therefore, we're
empowering
all...
empowering them.
Huh?
If you're paying them, you're empowering them, aren't you?
Yes.
Isn't paying them a little bit more empowering than
Absolutely.
Checking a box
I
on
agree.
A piece of paper? Well,
I
thank
agree.
You for the call tonight, enemy of the state. Always good hearing from you. Stefan, you've pretty much absorbed that whole conversation. Your thoughts? Oh, hang on a second. There's your mic. Try again.
I think that we have to remember that the primary division between violence and voluntarism is not between whether we should vote defensively or not vote at all, but the entire system as a whole, right? And we don't want to get lost in these quicksand of little debates within ourselves, and should I do this and should I do that. The primary enemy are the people who believe that voting is in using force is a proactive and positive way to achieve a good within society, rather than those who want to use it defensively to reduce violence within society, right? So I just think this voting debate within the minarchist or voluntarist community is a bit of a red herring. I think we really need to just remember that we are opposing those who think that voting and violence and statism is a virtuous and great way to organize society, and not whether we should use it defensively or not use it at all.
And I would also contend that voting is a statistically insignificant act. Like you're not when you're one of millions of people in some states voting for president. You're really. Your vote doesn't count because the only one person's vote count, the one that made it one more than a tie.
And don't spend more time debating voting than you spend voting. You know, that's
right.
Really, again, given the statistical insignificance of what you're doing, there are many, many more important things. And rather than, you know, fighting amongst yourselves, again, you know, go and talk to people who are really on the opposite side of the fence rather than dicking around with the stuff that we do on this side of the fence.
I think you're absolutely right, and it's a brilliant way to wrap up that entire call. And it was originally a call where he had called to, I guess, kind of convert us to the non-voting camp. And I'm completely with you, Mark. As you said, it's relatively insignificant in most cases. It can be done on in defensive purposes, and if you're not endorsing a tyrant, then you should be able to feel okay with yourself. As long as you feel all right about what you're doing, then you shouldn't worry too much about it, I don't think.
You got about 15 seconds to tickle what you're going to talk about here, Stefan.
I'm going to make a speech called the Against Me Argument, which I've been working on for about a year and a half. It's a way to win any political debate in 2 minutes or less.
I love
no
it.
Facts. It's beautiful.
It. Coming on Sunday, you can be here for it with Stefan Molyneux here at the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you,
Stefan.
Guys. Nice to see you.
More on the way with Dr. Marion Brouard in moments.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, I hear you better find out mine.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak in here in the remaining moments of the show. Actually, still have a half an hour left, but we're going to spend a lot of time with our final guest for the evening. We're live from the 2009 Liberty Forum. The hotel here in Nashua, New Hampshire is packed. There are so many people out and about enjoying one another's company, hundreds of liberty-loving individuals all together enjoying each other, meeting and socializing and networking and having dinners and speeches, panel discussions. It is such a great event. It's the third one, the 2009 Liberty Forum. Always a pleasure to be here. We've been here from the very beginning, and it's always great to bring this to you, to bring you these interviews and to bring you these interesting people. These are people that are making a difference. These are people that are helping advance liberty in our lifetime. And one of my heroes, one of the ladies that I think has done a whole lot to advance freedom in our lifetime, is Dr. Mary Ruart. She is here with us in the beautiful studios here in the Crown Plaza Hotel. Should I call you Dr. Ruart or can I call you Mary?
Please call me Mary.
All right, Mary. Well, it's good to have you on Free Talk Live. We had you on during your during the presidential campaign last year in hopes that you would actually end up being the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate instead of the guy that ended up in that role instead of you. Because you are kind of a libertarian in the, oh, I don't know, would it be fair to say in the vein of Harry Brown?
That would be fair, yes.
A Harry Brown libertarian. He's the man responsible for bringing me into the movement, but it was shortly after finding Harry's book, Why Government Doesn't Work, I discovered your book, which is an amazing book. It's the number one book I recommend to people that are new to the ideas of freedom. It's Healing Our World, and it's fantastic. And people can actually go and read it free over at your website, ruart.com, ruart.com. Now, it's the 90s edition, but it's still chock full of useful information.
That's right. It gives people an opportunity to preview the book if they like it. They can buy the 2003 edition.
I did that. I read a little bit. I knew about it. And then there was some drive on Amazon to push your book up to number one, and I participated because I thought that'd be a great idea. And so that's how I got it.
And I can see people running in here holding copies of your book. I presume you've been doing some autographing tonight?
I have. I think I've just about sold out. I think there may be one left on the table.
Now, Mary, you've been involved with the libertarian movement for a long time. How long? When did you get brought in here, and what was that process like for you?
Well, I was actually became a libertarian or objectivist thinking person in college, which was in the late 60s. I'm dating myself terribly here. And I got active in the party in the early 80s. I actually think I joined before then because I saw an ad in Reason magazine, but unfortunately, there was no action where I was. It wasn't until I got to Kalamazoo, Michigan, and then I saw an ad in the paper for a Libertarian Party meeting, and I went. The lady who was in charge was very much into discussion of philosophy, and we did that for several months, and then November came, or got close to November, and she said, why don't you run as a libertarian for county commissioner? They never have any debates or anything. You can be a paper candidate. Of course, that was the year they started having debates. And so I had my trial by fire.
Wow. So you've been around, you've seen a lot of changes in the libertarian movement over time. Obviously, the Libertarian Party has kind of gone off a cliff towards being diluted and more statist over time, and it's kind of a sad story, and we don't need to go into their obituary here tonight. We actually had a funeral for the Libertarian Party earlier last year here in New Hampshire. But having been around for a while, having probably been to countless conventions, whether it's the Libertarian Party or the Advocates for Self-Government, who you're also involved with, a great group, theadvocates.org. In fact, their newsletter that comes out has a biweekly feature with you. Short Answers to Tough Questions.
Yes, that's right.
Which you've also turned into a book, and
yes,
you can order that through the Advocates. So you've been to a lot of conventions. You've been around many gatherings of liberty-oriented people. And I don't know, how long have you been here today? Did you arrive today in New Hampshire?
I arrived yesterday about 11:30 p.m. because my flight, I guess my original plane got struck by lightning. So
oh my gosh.
I had a very exciting day. Yes, I got here kind of late. But
you were here today.
I was here
and
all day today.
You've been experiencing the Liberty Forum for the first time, because I don't think you've been up here for any Free State Project events before.
I don't think so.
First impressions.
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, the group is very animated and active and excited about hearing the speakers and speaking up. I mean, I hear what I feel is very honest feedback from the people here.
Do you feel like this is, I mean, has there ever been anything in your experience that has come close to this as far as other libertarian stuff going on out there? Is any other convention had this the same vibe? I mean, I've been to a couple of them myself, and nothing has ever compared to this group of people and the just the feeling that you get when you're around these folks.
Well, I find that each group has its own own feeling, if you will, and this feeling is a fairly high-energy feeling. I've had other groups that are more, quiet, but thoughtful. So it just depends on the group. And each one is precious to me because, you know, we need every piece of the puzzle.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the more people we can get here, the better, and the sooner, the better, certainly. Have you endorsed the Free State Project? I'm curious.
Yes, I have.
Okay, excellent. So
yeah, you gave a speech this evening. What was your speech on?
Oh, well, I was talking about the deadly secret behind soaring pharmaceutical prices.
And ooh, what is the deadly secret behind? Because they are soaring. It's incredible what some of these people pay for their medication.
That's right. The deadly secret is over-regulation. And, of course, as libertarians, just about any regulation could be defined that way. But in the pharmaceutical field, in 1962, there was a big change in the way pharmaceutical companies had to do business. And I know because I was part of the pharmaceutical firm from 75 to 95. So I saw a lot of changes that occurred because of these regulations, which are kind of gradually expanding as time goes on. And what they do is they harm more people than they help. They drive up the prices. And really, when we were on the verge of having a golden age of health, they destroyed our chance at that.
Yeah.
And now we're a nation of really fairly sick people.
Mm-hmm. At one point, the medical industry was completely unregulated in the United States. It was in your book. I read Healing Our World.
Doctors made house calls.
Yeah, absolutely. And there were all kinds of different types of doctors. Some of them were probably quacks. But, people got to choose who they went to and who they didn't. And what were the results of that?
Well, the results were that there were many more physicians per patient or you know, so each physician took care of fewer patients, and they got the personal touch. Now, granted, back like in the early 1900s, we didn't have all the medical things that we have now, but you know, in terms of pharmaceuticals and technology and everything, but there we had the special attention and care, and because the placebo effect is actually quite a strong effect.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
And of course there isn't a whole lot of side effects from the placebo effect, so you know there was that going for us. Now we have high technology, but we've also got so much regulation that anything that makes it through that gate is so expensive and getting more expensive, and we wait so much longer. You know, it used to be in the 60s, it took about 4.5 years from the time a drug was discovered to the time you could get a medicine. Now it takes about 15 on average.
Wow.
And
how much does it cost?
Oh, well, the cost has gone up astronomically. I mean, I calculated something like 80 to 85% of the cost of the drug that we pay for at the pharmacy is due to regulation that harms us instead of helps us.
85% of the drug is from regulation.
That's correct. And it's not regulation that helps us. It's regulation that harms us. And it harms us because with this big delay, people die waiting for drugs. When I was working in AIDS research, the AIDS patients couldn't wait. So what they did is they hired black market chemists to make the same drugs we were working on. By the time the FDA gave us permission to give them to AIDS patients to test them, every AIDS patient in the country that wanted them had already had them.
Wow.
And so we had to wait until new cases were diagnosed to do the tests.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed to know that there are black market drug manufacturers out there that aren't selling drugs that are specifically involved in altering one's state of consciousness. I didn't know that there were black market pharmaceutical makers. That's fascinating.
Yes, yes. And I don't know how much it exists now because the AIDS population had said is that once the drugs hit the market, they wouldn't do that anymore. But I just can't imagine that isn't continuing on at some level, especially for cancer patients. For the cancer patients, through the Abigail Alliance, actually went to court and found out that the court said they had no constitutional right to buy drugs before they were approved by the FDA, even after safety testing. So, you know, basically you don't have a right to save your own life.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Dr. Mary Ruart is with us here for a few more moments. Maybe you want to get a question in quickly. You might be able to do that. This is Free Talk Live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time to sneak your call in here. Again, 800-259-9231. That's brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. Now, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you want to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world so they can hear great guests like Dr. Mary Ruart and all the other wonderful folks we've had on here tonight, as well as the regular weekday show that we do, you can help us out by going to promote.freetalklive.com. One of our listeners is here, a lot of our listeners are here, but one of them in particular, Mark, had used some of the graphics from promote.freetalklive.com because we have vector graphics, very high-quality graphics that people can use to make their own flyers, to make their own graphics, whatever it is they want to do with them. He made a magnet for the side of his truck. You know,
oh, wow.
Truck, yeah, one of those colorful magnets.
They are vector graphics. They can go as big as you want.
Right. So he was advertising Free Talk Live, and he made his own Free Talk Live bumper stickers and apparently plastered them on the back of his moving truck as he was moving up here to New Hampshire. So,
wow.
So do whatever you want with that stuff at promote.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering seminars this summer for the college-age folks. There's one coming up called Moral Foundations of Capitalism. It's going to be discussing the ideas of thinkers such as Aristotle, Adam Smith, Ayn Rand, and Friedrich Hayek. So you just go to theihs.com and you can sign up for those seminars. The IHS covers meals and housing, and seems like it's going to be a fun thing for a college-age student. theihs.com.
Dr. Mary Ruart is still with us here at the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You told me during the break you're planning on staying throughout the weekend.
Yes.
So if people didn't get to see your speech here today, they could certainly come and bring their copy of your book and get you to autograph it if they run into you here, because you're going to be out and about and around and socializing with some of these wonderful liberty activists over the weekend here. It's a great event. We're at the Crown Plaza Hotel. The details are at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So back to sort of a discussion we were having earlier. I mentioned that the Libertarian Party has just kind of been in a downward spiral for a little while. And with the recent presidential candidate that they had, I think that did even more damage to the term libertarian. And I'm just wondering how you feel about the term libertarian. I mean, it's something that I would have labeled myself as a year or two ago, but now I feel kind of icky about it. I mean, how do you feel about using that term? Would you apply it to yourself still, considering all of the other people that are obviously not libertarian that have applied it to themselves? Do you feel like it's been ruined to some extent? I would love to hear your thoughts.
Well, I don't think it's been ruined. I guess maybe because I've been in the party for so long and feel like I've had a hand in building it up. I'm reluctant to say that the brand has been so damaged that I wouldn't own it. What I'd like to do is see it return to its former luster, if you will, and it's my intention to help do that.
Great. I'd have to say that I don't know if you saw Glenn Jacobs' speech earlier today, but he peppered his speech with the term libertarian quite a bit. And when Glenn Jacobs is up there saying libertarian and
makes you feel better about it.
Yeah, and conflating it correctly with what it's supposed to really mean, then it makes you feel like, well, maybe this could come back. You know, if we have enough big name people applying that that term to themselves accurately, then perhaps it could be rescued. It's just that when you see people like, you know, who are some of the talk show hosts? Glenn Beck claims to be a libertarian.
Neil Bortz. You know, I don't think that either one of them are terrible representations of what, like, they have some libertarian ideas, but they're certainly not principled.
It's frustrating to me because you want
it
people
is frustrating.
You want people to understand what the concepts are. You want them to get the non-aggression principle. You want them to understand that in order to be free, they have to allow their neighbors to be free. As you put it in your book, Honoring Our Neighbors' Choices.
And I'm not a Republican. Please don't conflate me with them.
Right. So I hope you can do this, Mary. I hope that you can bring the term libertarian back. I, for one, I prefer the term voluntarist these days. I feel like that better accurately describes my viewpoint, and it doesn't have any, it doesn't create any preconceived notions in somebody's mind. Not that very many people even know what libertarian still means today. I feel like the term libertarian is still relatively unknown amongst the general population. Would you agree with that? Or?
Well, let me tell you a little story that happened to me the other day. I went into the print shop in my town of Burnett, and I was talking to the proprietor about taxes because he had given me a quote on this banner.
Mm-hmm.
When I picked it up, of course, it was with taxes added. And I said, oh, yeah, I forgot about the taxes. He said, oh, yeah, these taxes are bad. These income taxes are killing us. I mean, it's just a mess. I said, yes, that's why I vote libertarian. Mm. And he said, oh, libertarian, like Ron Paul.
Yeah,
so
I got it.
You have to.
Except for the whole immigration thing.
Well, I think you have to recognize that, you know, sometimes we hear people using libertarian and they kind of, well, you know, they're not libertarian in the sense that maybe our platform is, so to speak, but I think what Ron Paul did was he got the name recognition pretty much tied to most of his economic program and mm-hmm. his stance on the war and the Federal Reserve. And these are all things that most libertarians really resonate with. So, you know, it's part of the evolution. You know, we used to be asked, are you a librarian? Or
yeah.
are you a liberal?
Liberal, right.
So now at least, you have to admit that when our candidates go on the air, go and get interviewed, that the talk show hosts know enough about our philosophy that they might say, well, but that's not a libertarian stand, or, you know,
yeah,
you know, we had a situation where one of our candidates was told that maybe he needed to go back to the party and get instruction so that he would learn what a libertarian was by a talk show host, you know. And
nice.
So I think our label and our brand is out there, and I think people do know what we stand for. And if on occasion we run into a person who maybe isn't quite expressing our views the way we have in the past, to recognize that at least they're talking about them, and it's going to take a lot to change our total image.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, to look on the positive side of all this, I mean, Ron Paul, 97-98% true libertarian. I mean, he probably still is 100%, but he just kind of politically had to shy away from, I think, saying certain things during his campaign. But there's no doubt that the Ron Paul campaign has had a positive effect on this movement. There's no doubt about it. Here at this very event, he didn't make it out to the event, but one of the newer movers to the Keene area here in New Hampshire was telling me that he found the Free State Project through the Ron Paul campaign. So
a lot of people did.
Yeah. So Ron Paul bringing people through the front door, basically, into an area where they're going to be surrounded by the more radical contingent. So I guess, you know, even if Glenn Beck is out there using the term, using it incorrectly, just more people finding the term and coming to understand.
He's better every day and every
show.
He
is getting better. But, you know, more people finding the concept and moving even just a step closer, that's a good thing, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I found that being a libertarian is an evolution.
Sure. It took 7 years for me to get to where I am.
But it took me a long time to develop the concepts and understand them, and I still feel like that's happening. It's not stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to look askance at people who are maybe earlier in the process, but to help them along.
I wish you could teach me how to do that. I'm not very good at it.
Well, let me give you a book.
What's the name of that book?
Well, let's see. There's one called Healing Our World, which just won the Freedom Book Club Award.
Oh, thank you. I was going to mention that. Freedom Book Club, they voted actually here at this event. Isn't that right?
I'm not sure exactly when. I think they knew a few days before the event, and they kept it a big secret from me. And then when I was getting ready to be introduced, they sprung it on me, and I was I'm so honored.
So that's
it's a great book. It's one that we recommend on the show on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I think that it's capable of bringing a lot of people to liberty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does a great job of explaining. It's, I think especially to a liberal, someone who's coming from a liberal perspective, somebody who purports to be interested in taking care of the downtrodden, you do such a great job of showing from real life experiences, not only your own experiences in dealing with low income housing, but also just a citation after citation of how it is that the government hurts the very people that it intends to help. And anybody who's reading that with a somewhat open mind would have to just have their mind cracked wide open by the end of the book and totally come to understand the idea of allowing others to be free so in turn that you yourself can be free. And if anybody has done the best job of it, it has certainly been you, and you deserve the award. And so congratulations to you, Mary.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I have to say that in a way the book wrote itself. I mean, yes, I was the vehicle, but I don't know how to say this other than it was just the biggest inspiration of my life, and I feel honored to have been the instrument of that. And when I get an award like this, I recognize it's the ideas and the understanding that I've been able to bring to it, not because there's necessarily anything special about me, but because I've had experiences that we all have eventually.
And I know that your ideas and your ability to communicate have inspired many others. How do we, Dr. Mary Ruart with us here tonight on Free Talk Live. Were you inspired by her? Thank you, Mary, so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy the rest of the Liberty Forum this weekend. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.